Strohhalm, Kohle und Bohne. Straw, coal and bean. In a village not far from here, there lived a poor old woman who'd got herself a dish of beans and was going to boil them up for her supper. So she made up a fire in the hearth, and to hasten it along, she used a handful of straw to light it. But when she tipped the beans into the pot, one of them fell onto the floor without her noticing, and came to rest by a bit of the straw. Soon afterwards, a glowing lump of coal jumped from the fire down beside the other two. The wisp of straw opened up a conversation.
"Well now, friends," he said, "where have you come from?"
And the lump of coal answered,
"With the greatest of good fortune, I've jumped out of that fire. If I hadn't managed to do it, I was bound for certain death. I'd have been burned to ashes."
And the bean said,
"Yes, me too. I've only just been able to save my skin. If the old woman had tipped me into that pot, I'd have been boiled up into mash like all my friends."
"And would I have had any better fate?" asked the straw. "That old woman has sent my brothers up in smoke and flames, 60 of them jam-packed to the slaughter. But luckily for me, I slipped through her fingers."
"Well, what are we going to do with ourselves?" asked the lump of coal.
"I think," said the bean, "that since we've all been lucky enough to escape a nasty death, we should become good companions, and for fear of any more disasters overtaking us, we should go on the road together and leave straight away for another country." The other two were pleased with this suggestion, and so they all set out. It wasn't long, though, before they came to a little stream, and since there was no bridge or plank across it, they had no idea how they were to get to the other side. But the straw was struck with a good idea and said,
"Look here, I'll lie down across the stream and you two can use me as a bridge."
And the straw lay down, stretching himself from one bank to the other, and the lump of coal, who had an impulsive nature, immediately began to scamper across this newly opened bridge. But when he got to the middle and heard the water rushing below him, he took fright, stood stock still, and wouldn't trust himself to move an inch further. This caused the straw to catch a light, and it broke into two pieces and fell into the stream. The lump of coal tumbled in after, sizzled as it hit the water, and then gave up the ghost. The bean, who had prudently stayed on the bank all this time, couldn't help laughing when he saw what happened. In fact, he couldn't stop, and he laughed so hard that he burst. And that, I'm afraid, would have been the end of him, except that to his great good fortune, a travelling tailor was having a rest down there beside the stream. And since this tailor was a kind-hearted fellow, he fetched out his needle and thread and sewed the bean together again. The bean thanked him with a great show of gratitude, but because the tailor had sewn him up with black thread, beans from his family have always had a black seam down the middle from that day to this.